I'm Scott McGrew. Welcome to Sand Hill Road.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The clip you're about to hear comes from my interview with venture capitalist Jory Bell of Playground Global last October.
What's your favorite book?
My favorite book, probably Tetris Scroll by Buckminster Fuller.
I actually knew the answer before I asked it. I had the book in my backpack.
You want to describe it to me?
So Tetris Scroll was originally a set of prints that Buckminster Fuller made on these triangular plates that illustrated... Yep, there you go.
I brought it with me. So continue.
Wow, I'm glad I got the right answer, unless you have a lot of books in
there.
Oh, yeah, I got dozens of books in there.
Yeah,
it's great. That started out with Buckminster Fuller kind of telling his daughter the story of Goldilocks and the Three Bears. And she always wanted to hear that same story, and it got a little boring. So over time, he kind of evolved it into a math and physics lecture. And this is the kind of distillation of that into a number of prints that he did. I can't remember the woman's name who's the lithographer that he did in conjunction with her. And that's the book. So I enjoy reading this to my daughter now.
So that got me started asking people I interview about their favorite book.
It does not need to be, you know, some sort of business tome. It could be, Winnie the Pooh. It doesn't make it, you know. But is there a go-to book or a book you give as a gift or one that you'll always have on a shelf?
Yeah, there are a couple. I would say probably the most powerful book that I ever read, and it had a lot to do with when I read it and how it influenced me afterwards, was Viktor Frankl's Man's Search for Meaning.
Amy Nyakas of Anthemis.
I read it as a 16-year-old in a high school English class, and it was the type of book. I don't know how, you know, it's a story of a survivor of a concentration camp who goes on to be a psychotherapist, and it's work with the kind of community of experiencing that trauma. And I think that for me, it was the first time I'd really established as a, you know, soon to be young adult, that all the things that were happening in my little small life at the moment were probably not that bad in comparison to what might be happening around the world.
I'll warn you, I'm a pretty avid reader. I don't sleep much. So I read a book every week, and I've been doing it since I was a kid.
Angel investor Hooman Radfar, CEO at Collective.
So it's when you say favorite for me, that's a tough one. It's like movies. Mm-hmm. But I'll give you one that influenced me the most. So I have favorites in context. So I could give you a business book. I could give you different categories. But I'm going to give you one that influenced me the most because I think that's the heart of what you're saying.
Sure.
There's a book called The Fountainhead by Ayn Rand. And the reason that I think it influenced me so much was there's a character, Howard Roark. And the character is, I would say, very archetypal, almost exaggerated. And this character is an architect. And his... you know, a friend. I mean, they're almost like rivals. Peter Keating, also an architect, but it shows the path of these two people who chose the same profession, but for different reasons. Howard Roark chose it because he just loves to build. And it was, if he didn't do it, he was in pain. And Peter Keating chose it because it was something his mother wanted to do. It was a good job. And then it shows the progression of their lives, making the same choice in the profession, but with different intention, and how, you know, ultimately Howard Roark, you know, regardless of his circumstances, was just always in joy because he just got, he could do what he wanted to do. It was so pure. And it inspired me to challenge myself to say, what is it I want to do?
Atlas shrugged.
Bessemer Venture Partners' Mary D'Onofrio, also a Rand fan.
Strong female leader, objectivism, and just kind of single-mindedly going after what you want. I think it's a pretty inspirational one.
And then for those who haven't read it, or I mean, everybody's heard of it. those who haven't read it, what is the general synopsis of it?
Oh, God, summarizing. Yeah,
that's a tough one.
Okay. Okay, I'll get back to you on the summary.
What's the back of the book jacket say?
Dagny Taggart takes over the world. It's basically what it is.
To me, it's the Harry Potter series.
Rick Yang from Menlo Park's NEA.
That was such a phenomenal series that I remember I just couldn't stop with that series. And it was so wonderfully written, and it just captured so much of sort of my imagination growing up as both a gamer and sort of really loving kind of the fantastical nature of things. And to me, it's one of those series that I think everybody should read because it really does, to me, epitomize sort of the joy of that medium as entertainment.
Samir Kaul recommends The Last Days of Night.
It talks about kind of the race to electricity between Westinghouse or between Thomas Edison and I believe it was Westinghouse, and how they were both kind of vying for Nikola Tesla's technology so that you could actually, you know, get alternating current so you could do light. And that was pretty exciting just about, because it was, you know, Edison was the Elon Musk of his generation, right? Like, you know, a lot of show, a lot of aggression, and it's neat to see that, you know, that kind of entrepreneurial spirit in Menlo Park has persisted now for, you know, over 100 years.
To Kill a Mockingbird. No, that's easy.
Danny Lamont of Oak HCFT.
I think it really struck me as a child in terms of social justice and understanding it and the impact on, you know, the historical moment and understanding where we have been as a society and where we're going. And I think that's the reason I was a political science major, because that spoke to me, and it was something larger than yourself. And I grew up in Whitefish Bay, Wisconsin, where there were no people of color. and it was, you know, it was like an exposure to other people's lives. And I don't think really understood even what the South was like, you know, at that era in the 60s, right? There was so much hope, you know, about civil rights and where the world was going, and to think of what it was really like for people that were, you know, in an era that was, what, 10, 20 years before that. I think, shocking to a, you know, seventh grader.
Nicole Quinn named Enid Blyton's The Folk of the Faraway Tree.
Yes, it's a children's book, but you can definitely read it as an adult. And I've read it many times over my life. So the children go to the top of the tree, and every single time they go there, there's a different land at the top of the tree. And they just use their imagination to conjure up these incredible different lands. And that, to me, goes to the view of what Web3, NFTs, the metaverse is really going to look like. And we've been dreaming of these different worlds at the top of the trees for, you know, decades, and now it's time for it to become a reality.
And I'll give you two I've always enjoyed. All Creatures Great and Small, most people know that one. The BBC has turned it into a TV series, not once, but twice. It's the memoirs of a British veterinarian around the time of the First World War. And Eric Larson's Dead Wake. He wrote Devil in the White City as well, also a very good book. Larson writes historical nonfiction, but plots it like a novel. Dead Wake is about the sinking of the Lusitania, written from both the view of the captain of the ocean liner and the captain of the German submarine. Now, you know what's going to happen in the end, but it's still a nail biter. Sandhill Road is produced by Sean Myers under the leadership of Sarah Bueno and Stephanie Adruni. For more interviews with Silicon Valley's most influential entrepreneurs, check me out on TV at Press Here. That's Sunday mornings on NBC Bay Area and everywhere in the world on iTunes and at PressHereTV.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.